getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are, it's another week already. And we've gone blasting into the month of September. And here we go with another edition of the Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, great polka and old-time music for about the next hour. Here on your radio or your internet or wherever the heck you happen to be listening to the program this week. Glad to have you along with us. I'll warn you right now, we have a request for a classic, politically incorrect song in the show this week. And we will play it. And if you're the one who requested it, you know what song I'm talking about. Yes, we will hear Arthur Godfrey do his recording of the Too Fat Polka. And that is an oldie but a goodie. But we'll get to that in the show in a little bit. Let's just get things rolling with Jolly Joe Timmer and the orchestra. And this title always freaks me out because I'm not sure what the... Here's what it says, O-O Polka Polka. So I think it's the O-O Polka Polka. But I'm not sure. But one way or the other, it is Jolly Joe Timmer and his orchestra.
Raz, dva!
Tony had a girlfriend, they called her Patty Sue. And every Saturday night at 8, you could see them. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance. Patty Sue and Tony, we're so very much in love. Every time we watch from above, we could see them. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance. Now Patty Sue lived in a house and it was made of glass. And every time she got in bed, you could see her. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance.
It's always good to get the show started with something with a little pep and a little edge to it there, huh? Jolly Joe Timmer and his orchestra and the Oh Polka Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I'll admit it right now. I've been to the attic. I got a few more records that have not even been in the studio, much less played on the show yet, including one on Lil Wally's JJ record label. And I don't even hardly recall this record existing. It's called the Lucky Lucky Polka, and it is performed by Lolita. Woohoo! So let's just give it a spin here. We'll see if we like this one or not. Lucky Lucky Polka, here's Lolita on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Zusammen in den Sand.
Wowzers, that one was just kind of off the edge there when we got to the end, huh? So now we have learned the record clearly says Lucky Lucky, but she's pronouncing Looky Looky Polka. So I will going to have to adapt when we introduce that record in the future, I think. That is Lolita here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, spinning old-time records for you like we do every week. And, yeah, we're on Facebook. You can look there. My ugly mug is sitting there. Facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour is where you're going to find it. The Parkway Polka up next. Sam Pugliano's Slovene Orchestra on the record player. The Parkway Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, spinning good old-time records like we do here on the show each and every week. And I was just thinking that I wanted to tell you something during that last record, and then I've totally forgot what it was. I don't know what happened. It's like my brain just stopped there for a second. You're gonna say something, and then it's like it's just gone, and you don't know what happened exactly. So, I don't know. I think we better just play the next record. And as the Frankie Kramer Orchestra featuring, it says right on the record, featuring old-time accordions. How old do you have to be an old-time accordion, and how do you tell the difference between an old-time accordion and a today accordion? I think it's pretty much the same thing. I don't know, but the Frankie Kramer Orchestra doing the Pork and Chops Polka. Hi, they have it. Frankie Kramer Orchestra there with the accordions and all the pork and chops polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show, spinning all these great old-time records for you like we do every week here on the show. And we're just thrilled that you flipped on your radio or whatever and you're listening in this week. And before we get on to the next record, I want to tell you about the World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. If it was just the museum, with their 1,400 or so or more, probably, it's hard to count them all, accordions and concertinas and whatnot on display. If it was just that, that would be a pretty impressive sight that would get you to Superior, Wisconsin, in your Winnebago or pulling your motor home or in your little bitty car or whatever, and it would be amazing. But it's better than that because they also have a lot of historical stuff. They have a lot of music, advertising, memorabilia all on display. They have research you can do there, learn about the music, the musicians, the instruments. They have accordion concertina repair and technician school. They have a busy event schedule with things going on, concerts, jam sessions. They have a beautiful concert hall. It's just, there's a million reasons to go there. So if you're going to be in the area, you should do that. And you can find out more at worldofaccordions.org on the interwebs, all right? worldofaccordions.org. Check it out. Harrington Arts Center, Superior, Wisconsin. It's pretty impressive. And you should go there if you have the opportunity. So there you go. The weird things happen when you're getting ready to do a show like this. Because obviously I have all these records. And I have them, I try to organize them. And I put them in color-coded sleeves and put them up on the shelves and everything. And so I pulled Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra to do Just Another Polka. And we will hear that in the show today. But then I realized I also pulled the Ron Harvey Orchestra doing Just Another Polka. And then I noticed that I also grabbed Lawrence Dukow in the Red Raven Orchestra doing Just Another Polka. There's no way I'm playing three different versions of Just Another Polka in one show. I'm not even playing two different versions because that's ridiculous. So I put Lawrence Dukow back on the shelf. And then I have right here Ron Harvey in the orchestra doing Just Another Polka. And I thought, no, we'll save it. We'll play the Jimmy Sturr version in a minute here. And I'm going to turn over the Ron Harvey record, and we're going to play the Wisconsin Waltz on the flip side. That way, I don't feel like I'm playing too many versions of Just Another Polka. And we meet our weekly self-imposed rule to play at least one waltz in every show. So there we go. This one features Dick Metko on the accordion, recorded at the Kooka Record Company in Sauk City, Wisconsin. It's Ron Harvey's orchestra. Here's the Wisconsin Waltz.
Wisconsin Waltz, favorite song of the pioneer, the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz. Song of my heart on that last final day, when it is time to lay me away, one thing I ask is to let them play the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz. Little sweetheart, my complete heart beats for you when we dance together, the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz. I remember that September before love turned into an ember, we danced to the Wisconsin Waltz. Summer ended, we intended that our lives then would both be blended, but somehow our planning turned false. Memory now sings a dream song, our faded love theme song, the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz.
There we go. The Wisconsin Waltz. It's the Ron Harvey Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I told you we had a request for this week. And darn it, I'm going to see if we can't sneak it right in here now. They teach you in radio school when you have a request or something special you want to do that you should drag it out for a long time, build the suspense, make people listen to the very end, and then throw it in there. But see, the problem is, I haven't heard this record for a while, and I'm kind of anxious to hear it, so I'm going to play it. We go all the way back to 1947 for this one, and this was a million-selling record, too. This was huge, and even in today's politically correct world, a record like this is still amusing to me, and you may remember this one, and you'll probably be singing along with this one, but it's a classic, and I think, It's Arthur Godfrey and the Two Fat Polka.
Here's a silly ditty, you can sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sang the tune. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I get dizzy, I get numbo when I'm dancing with my jum jum jumbo. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me.
She prance up a hill.
No, 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 no.
Can she dance a quadrille?
No, 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 no.
Does she fit in your coupe?
By herself, she's a group.
Could she possibly sit upon your knee?
No, no, no.
We don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
And she's too fat for me.
But she's just right for me.
We don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
Yeah, she's too fat, much too fat.
But she's just right for me, she's so charming, and she's so winning.
But it's alarming when she goes in swimming.
We don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me.
But she's just right for me, so I sure want her, you can't have her, she's just right for me.
But she's too fat.
But she's not too fat, she's just right for me.
She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more. Some I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, much too fat, she's too fat for me. Hey!
Yes, Arthur Godfrey there. How are you? How are you? How are you? There you go. The Two Fat Polka by request here on Tim Zumpa Hour, which does remind me, if you have a request, you know, I love to play them if I can find them for you. And you can always email in your request by just emailing oompahour@aol.com. It's just that simple of an email address, oompahour@aol.com. And I'd love to play a request for you if there's a song you would like to hear. All right, Dick Piller and the Orchestra on the way next. Now, if you remember Dick Piller and the Orchestra, they do the song that we use for a theme song for the Oompa Hour. We do the Polka DJ. Polka, actually, is the name of the song that we have adopted as our theme song here, which only seemed to make sense. But they did lots of great records. He's in the Polka Hall of Fame, even. And this is one of those great ones. Here's Baseball Hot Dogs, I always want to say Baseball Hot Dogs Apple Pie and Polka is what I want to say, but it's the Baseball Hot Dogs Polka. Here's Dick Piller and his orchestra.
Take me out to the ball game.
hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball is America's game, we all love to see. Reggie Jackson, Johnny Bench, and our hero, yes, Gretzky. With strikeouts, base hits, and home runs, they're all put through the test. That's why we love baseball, it's the very best. America loves hot dogs, they eat them every day. With mustard, relish, onions, we have them every way. At a cookout on the beach or any place at all. That's why we love hot dogs, the very best of all. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. America loves apple pie, it's a tasty treat. The way that mama makes it, it just can't be beat. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, day or night time too. That's why we love apple pie, it's for me and you. America loves polkas, the happiest sound in town. Dancing to our happy band or just sitting around. You can't help but love it, the sound is really grand. The polka is the happiest music in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and polkas.
There you go, Dick Piller and the orchestra. Baseball, hot dogs, polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I'm trying to remember if we ever played that song on the Oompa Hour before, and I don't think we have. I'm looking it up here in the magical computer believe it or not, I keep track of this, and I'm punching it into there. We have not. That song has never been played in the Oompa Hour. That's amazing. After almost 3 years of shows, we have not played. I love that record. And I have two polkas always get stuck in my head just randomly throughout the course of a week. You'll either catch me singing the baseball hot dogs polka or you'll catch me singing just another polka. And they're just like two of the most catchy polka records. And they always get stuck. I can't believe we have not played that in the show before. That's like one of the funnest records. And it's not as bad as my wife. Because she walks around either singing Deck the Halls, Frosty the Snowman, or Winter Wonderland all the time. Middle of June, she's walking around. And I'm like, honey, you're whistling Deck the Halls. Well, you cut it out. It's June, you know. So it's weird. But anyway, I get the baseball hot dogs polka. I never played it on the show until right now. So I'm glad we got that in there. And since we brought it up, and I told you earlier that I had dug the record out to play this week anyway, here's Jimmy Sturr and the gang with Just Another Polka. Jimmy Starr and the orchestra. It's just another polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We get together every week and we spin all these records and have a good time. And that's the thing, you know, on the show, I've told you, everything we play is a phonograph record. And there was a 45 there. In fact, 99% of the time I'm playing 45s on this show. You know why? I think it's because I'm lazy. No, it's because watching a 45 go around on the turntable just kind of makes me feel all warm and fuzzy. And I think we've had this conversation before. Albums are all fine and dandy, too. Yeah, one record with a lot of songs on it, but there's something about a 45, a little record with the big hole. Just, I don't know, they just, I like them, they're fun. And but you know, that means that the hundreds and hundreds of polka albums that quite literally right now are leaning up against the wall on the floor around this studio, right now as we speak, are being horribly neglected. And maybe we'll do it next week. Next week, I will play all songs off of LPs instead of 45, so that some of those records, I do throw one in now and then, but you know, you got to take it out of the big jacket and you got to take it out of the inner paper sleeve, and then you got to get the needle right in that little space between the songs, and it's a lot of work. Where a 45, you can just pick one up like this one right here, and you could just reach right over here and slap it on the record player. Say, listen, that was the sound of a 45 being slapped onto the record player. And then I can tell you that I have little Wally to do Hot Pants.
Hot pants, 'cause they appeal to me. I always look, it's like my book, they are so nice to see. Hot pants, hot pants, hot pants, hot pants, hot pants. A chance, so let me look at them. And what's inside? Why do you hide? 'Cause it's all for sex men. Hot pants, hot pants, that is the latest style. Hot pants, hot pants, oh, they make every man smile. About the other sex, we have hot pants and want to show you the rest. Hot pants, hot pants, with hearts so big and red. We take them off, we take them off whenever we go to bed.
Uh-huh, little Wally there. That counts as another waltz, too. The Hot Pants Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, earlier we played the Too Fat Polka from Arthur Godfrey. Normally, when that song comes up here on the Oompa Hour, we're playing the Frankie Yankovic version, which we've had on from time to time. And I'm only reminded of that because I have a really vintage, really well-played, really fuzzy around the edges Frankie Yankovic 45 here that I'm going to play just because it's a good one. Charlie Was a Boxer was kind of a classic by Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. And I have the original 45 from when the record first came out. And it's it may sound a little fuzzy around the edges, but he's got the Marlin Sisters on here too. And it's a fun record. Here's Charlie Was a Boxer. Frankie Yankovic, his Yanks and the Marlin Sisters there. Charlie Was a Boxer. Such a fun little record, and I'm amazed at how good that sounded because it's a, like most of the paper is worn right off the label on that one. But anyway, great record here on the Oompa Hour. We get together every week and do this, so if you've just stumbled upon this and you're like, what the heck? I know first you're shocked because the whole show is actual musicians playing actual instruments, and that's a crazy idea to some people. But yeah, we get together and do this every week, so we're glad you're along. Six Fat Dutchmen are here now, and the Happy Days Are Here Again, which is a song we all know, but this is Happy Days Are Here Again, Polka. Thank you. go. Six Fat Dutchmen there. Happy Days are here again, done up as polka style here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Back together again this week. And let's see, you could be actually hearing this show on Memorial Day weekend because it comes out that week. It'd be that Monday of. So, hey, if you are, maybe you're enjoying your day off. But if you're not, you're not. And it doesn't really matter, does it? But anyway, we are well into September. Kids are back at school. And I don't know about you, but I'm already thinking about snow shovels because we are in northern Minnesota. Now, the interesting thing about this show is, you know, we do this live. You're obviously hearing it recorded because I don't know when different stations are playing the show. But I do the show live. And I don't always, you know, I grab records out of boxes and I got a million old-time records. And I have some that I don't think I've ever played. And this is one of those. So we're going to discover what it is and if it's any good together. It's on Malay Records, M-L-A-Y. And it says here it's from Moon Run, Pennsylvania. The song's called Spicy, and it's by Jack Tatey, T-A-D-Y. Jack Tatey doing Spicy here on the Oompa Hour. Let's find out what we've got going on here, huh? I feel like an idiot here because apparently, how's that the first Jack Tatey record that I've run across in all these years? Maybe it's because I'm in Minnesota and he's from Pittsburgh, but he's on the interwebs. Well, you were listening to the record. I looked him up here. And, I'm going to have to find more of his records. That's obviously going in the good record pile here on the Oompa Hour, but I'm looking at it here. He's got a website. It's polkaplace.com. And, okay, I'm trying to figure out because he does not look old enough to have made a record that is this old. Well, I guess he does, but I don't know. He's holding up pretty good. I'm just kidding, Jack. It's right here. Jack Tatey's Polka Place. And it's Jack Tatey and the Tatey Bears. That is brilliant. Says right here, composer, musician, promoter, and DJ, crowned Western Pennsylvania Polka King in 1968. Okay. Cleveland-style Polka Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award in 2000. He won Man of the Year from the United Musicians Polka Association of Pennsylvania. And if you spell that out or put out the abbreviation, United Musicians Polka Association of Pennsylvania, it spells UMPAPA, like U-M-P-A-P-A. That is great. And the Penn Ohio Polka Pals Man of the Year in 2006. There's just a ton of information on his website here. And I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. That's the first Jack Tatey record I have come across. And I have thousands of old-time records. Look, it says they have them on CD and cassette. Well, okay, at least they don't have 8 tracks. But, yeah, maybe I haven't scrolled down. Maybe they do. I don't know, but wow, that's a lot of stuff. I'm going to have to do some more digging in that box and see. But I don't remember having ever played that record anywhere. So, hey, Jack Tatey, that was an excellent record. And I'm glad I've discovered you after you've been playing since before 1968. Jeez, I feel so out of the loop now. All right, I got the Polish hoedown from the Polish Kid now. And so if you like a little fiddle in your polkas, this is going to take care of that for you. And, you know, we play Polish Kid records all the time. And I'm glad he decided his showbiz name was going to be the Polish Kid, because I've never learned to say his name. There just shouldn't be that many Z's and W's and K's in one name. And I know I'll say it wrong if I try. And I know that if somebody was around who would say it for me, oh, yeah, well, that's obvious. But we'll just call him the Polish Kid. That's what it says on the record. Here's the Polish Hoedown. The Polish Kid there, the Hoedown Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I'm still messing around over here on Jack Tatey's website, because he's a DJ, and he's got a radio show, and they take live requests, and he's got shows archived on his website. Polka fans, I would encourage you to check it out, because it looks. I'm going to have to send him a little email and go, you know, we just discovered your records here after 50 years. Here on the Oompa Hour. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, Art Fitch and his Polka Dots are up next. They're from the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. They made this record over at North Star Records in St. Paul. Here they are with La Paloma. They have Art Fitch and his polka dots there, and La Paloma, a little waltzing for you here on the Yumpa Hour. We're going to wrap it up this week with a schottische, which is kind of unusual for us. But first, we have to do this, though.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's wrap things up here on the old Oompa Hour. They used to say, let's tie the ribbons on it at the end of a show. But we're not going to say that because that's kind of corny. But let's wrap it up this week with Myron Florin and the accordion schottische. Trick ending. Oh, Myron, how could you do that to me? Trick ending. Unfair. I call interference. Anyway, there's Myron Florin and the accordion schottische. And that's gonna do it for another week here on the old Oompa Hour. But we're going to be back next week. And I'm going to remember. I know I am, because maybe anyway. We're going to do all songs off of record albums next week. No 45s next week. We need to get some of these albums off the floor and play the darn things for Pete's sake. It's extra work, but I'll do it.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, a World of Accordions Museum. We're going to do it all over again next week, so be here, same place, same time. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!